This is just a short testimony about the goodness of our Lord. Earlier this week, I was on a research trip, 3 days. Went to Bloemfontein, Kroonstad, and then a town in Mpumalanga, Middelburg. My research was on the functioning of the structures of some of the Khoisan communities. In this case, it was the Kurana people, and they scattered all over the country. But the main leadership is in Bloemfontein in the Free State. So I had to go there, meet with the leadership there first, and then we went to the branch structures, which is more at a regional level. And I had one of their people who accompanied me. And this was just awesome because right from the start, we were able to witness and give testimony of the goodness of God in our lives. I must just say that all of these communities, the branch structures, all function based on the local church as well. So everything is centered around the church, and the church then also supports the structure that they're trying to bring about within the Kurana community. We were blessed wherever we went, and we met so many interesting people. But the one incident that I actually want to bring to your attention is the one in Kroonstad itself, where we met with the leadership. I did the research early in the morning, went through my questionnaire, and we did a bit of a discussion in normally how I would do in anthropological research. But then afterwards we had a break, and we sat around the table. There was a table just for us. We were about 8 people sitting around the table. People just started testifying and witnessing about the goodness of God in their lives, and there was even a pastor there. And they just started saying, somehow the conversation turned to this thing that we find sometimes amongst people, church-going people. And they were just saying that, you know, God is in control. He's sovereign. He will even bring things or make things happen in your life so that you can turn out to be a better person. And I just immediately contradicted that. Went against that to say that this is not true, this is a lie from the enemy, that this is actually a deception. God is only good. He cannot bring evil into your life. No deception, hardship, pain, suffering, or anything like this. I used the example that I was a father of 2, and I would in no way at any stage tell my little daughter, listen, I've got to bring this bit of suffering over you so that you may one day when you're an adult look back and say, yes, I needed this to become a better person. So bring your hand out. This stove plate is hot here. I'm just going to burn you so that you can learn out of this experience that you should not touch a hot plate when it's on. And this is a good example. I can't even remember where I heard it from, but it immediately makes people think, and it immediately helps them to realize that if you're a loving father, how much more is God in heaven, who is your loving father, how much more is he not a good father, a father that wants every good and perfect gift that he has already paid the full price for to manifest in your life, so that there would be no suffering, no pain, no setback or anything like that. So people started sharing that. It's sometimes hard for people to take this word because they've been taught otherwise by the church. They've been taught that God is also a God that will bring hardship. They will actually try and counter this and tell you how that this is the heart of the Father, which is not true. It's a deception. It's a lie from the enemy. The enemy tries to deceive the church into thinking that God is a father that will let these awful things happen to his children, which is not true. The conversation turned around the subject for a little while, but we were just blessed, as I could see, as people started thinking on this and this subject, that they were just set free. You know, you get the look in someone's eyes to think, you know what? Even though they don't say it, you get this feeling that they just realize, but this is the true nature of my Father, my Abba, that he has in mind for me much more of the goodness and kindness and love and all of these things, long suffering with me, more than what I can ask for, more than I can ever think of. And that is the goodness of our Lord. That is the goodness of our Father, which the enemy tries so much just to deceive into letting us think that he has another character. This is a blessing to me. It was a blessing even the other visits that we had. It was just so good. And it was so good to just hear people, how they walk in their day to day life, and just give God the glory for all this. I hope that this testimony will also be an awesome encouragement to you. Please feel free just to pass it on to other people as well, so that they may also be encouraged. And feel free to just go and visit other blog posts on our blog, and other testimonies and well, and pass them on as well. To God be the glory, to Him be the honor, because He's worthy of all honor, praise, and glory forever and ever. And we say that while also just saying hallelujah to the Lord our God. Amen. We are still and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are still. His presence.